The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with a little history. If I could find my paperwork, I had it right here. And I don't know how things happen, but the... Boy. Well, anyhow... Before I forget, I wish everyone a very happy 4th of July, and hope you have a wonderful, this is going to be a 5-day weekend for some of us here at the station. It'll be a 4-day weekend for the rest of the group here. It'll be a 3-day weekend for others, but it's going to be a holiday weekend for sure. Now, here's where I wanted to begin. Donald J. Trump, the only living U.S. president that was not descended from slaveholders. This is out of Reuters. Oh my gosh. Liberal paper. The ancestor of Joe Biden owned and enslaved a 14-year-old boy, according to a genealogical study. Five of the six living U.S. presidents are direct descendants of slaveholders, according to an investigation by Reuters published 2 days ago, on Tuesday. This is a comprehensive study. It was just released after we celebrated the Juneteenth holiday from hell. And which commemorates the emancipation of African American slaves. It details that Donald Trump is the only living current or former U.S. head of state not to have a family link to slavery. The ancestors of the current imposter, Joe Biden, as well as Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, are all descendants from slaveholders, the report states. You're not going to mock God. We have Juneteenth, and then 2 days later, Reuters comes out with this investigation, a thorough investigation. Obama's links to slavery or on his mother's side of the family, according to the study, which examined the extended genealogies and census data of those who occupy Washington's halls of power. So his mother, Dunham, if it's truly his mother, which I believe he is most likely, I know that his mother was white. He's dual races. The census records indicate that Biden's great-great-great-grandfather was in possession of an enslaved 14-year-old boy in 1850. Okay, that's 1850, 1950, and then here we are 70 years beyond that. And there seems to be a pattern in the Biden family. Because I think that his daughter, Ashley and his son, Biden, or his son, I don't even remember his son's name. Anyhow. Are they slaves to Joe, though they're his children, Hunter? Is Hunter and his sister, Ashley, are they actually enslaved to the wishes, the power of their husband, their father? I'm looking into the too far ahead here. Sorry. Census records indicate that Biden's great-great-grandfather, according in 1850, the White House would not comment on Biden's purported ancestral links to slavery. Trump's ancestors immigrated to the U.S. from Germany in 1885, 2 decades after slavery was abolished by U.S. Congress. Study found that last year, 11 of 50 governors of U.S. states had similar links to slavery, as do 2 sitting U.S. Supreme Court judges, Amy Coney Barrett, Neil Gorsuch. Within the ranks of Congress, the report details that Republicans are 3 times more likely to have ancestral ties to links to slavery. The GOP contingent, 28% have such ties compared to 8% of Democrats. Figures that reflect Republican backing in the South, which by the time of the Civil War had a far higher concentration of support for the slave trade compared to the North. So, we're going to be back, and the president who destroys dynasties, no president like Donald J. Trump, the destroyer of dynasties, will be back.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone.
Riders on the Storm, and Donald J. Trump, the Destroyer of Dynasties. No president has ever destroyed dynasties. Donald Trump destroyed the Bush dynasty. The Bush political dynasty has ended when Donald Trump won the nomination for the Republican candidate to run against another dynasty that Donald Trump destroyed during the debates, Hillary Clinton. Trump destroyed the Bush dynasty when Jeb was taken out in the debates. Jeb never recovered. Jeb disappeared into the twilight. Then Hillary. Now Hillary, there are two great dynasties with Bill and Hillary. There is the what we call Clinton dynasty and slash, or we should say Rockefeller slash Clinton dynasty. The Rockefellers had tried to put family members into the White House. Nelson, David. They did put presidents in, but not from the family, until Bill Clinton. They almost had a daughter or a... Yeah, it would be a Rockefeller daughter. They think that it could be Nelson may be the father. There has been speculation. The mother has been the mystery. The genealogy of Hillary's true mother is too convoluted, murky, because this is what these powerful dynasties do. They cover and they erase the tracks, the history of the family. One reason is because there's intermarriage. Bill and Hillary are cousins, according to articles that I have read. Others have written. They are cousins, first cousins. Winthrop may be Bill's, Clinton's real true father. His mother, I think, was a... Well, I better... I don't have my notes in front of me, and it's been a while. But I think it was Winthrop through an illegal relationship, if I remember correctly. And Billy was born, took a surname, Clinton, or another name, also known as. But Trump destroyed the Bush dynasty political world forever. And he destroyed the Rockefeller chances to rule America with the, during the campaign in the three debates with Hillary Clinton. And I've looked at, I don't really involve myself with the political world too much. There are other things that pique my interest. But one thing I did notice is in these three debates, I've never watched three debates back to back ever before. Not until the Trump-Clinton debates. With each debate, I could see Hillary begin to lose her wind. And she's tough. The second debate, she was a little more aggressive than the first debate, but I could see that she was fatigued. I could see that she had fear when she spoke. She has that certain way of of presenting herself at the laugh, carrying herself in a certain way. Uh-uh, it wasn't there. She knew. And I do believe that it wasn't just nobody could have had these kind of debates with Hillary. Not Jeb, not Marky, Rubio. No one on that stage, Carson, nobody could have debated face-to-face with Hillary Clinton and won. Nobody. Except for Donald Trump. There would be another individual that could have debated with her face-to-face, Barack Obama. And in their time together in the Democrat Party, he always had the upper hand. Hillary didn't like it. That's why she didn't care much for Barack Obama. The third debate, she was out. It was over. Her political career ended the night of the third debate and the night of the election. And I think she knew from spiritual forces in the world that she travels in my opinion, she knew that, I'll put it this way, the God that was with Donald Trump indicated, made it clear to her, she would not win that election. And the Democrat Party and the individuals in the secret societies in the Democrat Party, they also knew. You know, we look at things from just one side of a spectrum. We see the physical side, where we can touch, feel, what can, you know, gravity. You know, at the end of the night, the body just wears out. We need to recharge. We know that spectrum. But there's another spectrum that's more real, that is as real, but it's invisible. And Bill and Hillary would go to Haiti to have the powerful witch doctor pray for them so they could continue their political career and direction out of Arkansas into the White House. But Donald Trump destroyed the Clinton / Rockefeller dynasty. But I'm going to give you just a little something that maybe no one knows about, and I'm not sure that's true, but it may be very possible. There are many people looking into the hidden lineage of Barack Obama. You can't be president without having people looking, investigating, searching, tracking. And it may be that there's a hidden lineage to Barack Obama that he and those around him are trying to hide. And there are two sides of it. Number one, the physical side, the DNA side. Could be that Dunham is his real mother, but who was the real father? Who would be the real grandparents? And how far does that lineage go back? And how is it that this senator could become president so quickly? Who in the background? Who behind in the dark had this much power to bring this person so quickly out of just basically, we don't know anything about him, and boom, he's president. It may be, and I can't prove it, but I've been looking, and there has been some talk that he may be also, he might have Rockefeller lineage. And some have even speculated that it's through Lawrence Rockefeller, who died. He had a boat. He was sailing in the Far East somewhere. And his boat capsized. He swam ashore. And the area where he landed, the tribes were cannibals. And his father never really didn't do an investigation. It's as if, I think it was it David? I think David was his father, didn't investigate. You would think that if one of the sons of a Rockefeller were to disappear, there'd be a full, all-out investigation using the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, Coast Guard, Space Force, Captain Kirk, everybody, trying to find out what happened to my beloved son, unless he wasn't really so beloved, unless the son, for some reason, wasn't in the good graces of the father. There wasn't much said about it. And there was speculation that possibly he'd had a relationship with someone, and possibly out of that relationship, Barry Satoru was born. Now, I can't prove it, but if it is true, then the Rockefeller dynasty is still alive. And as I surmise, the return, I believe he will return to the highest position of power in the United States eventually, Barack Obama or Barry Satoru. I do believe his Muslim name is Barack Obama. His Christian name is Barry Satoru. So we're going to see. But going back to Donald Trump, not only did he destroy dynasties, but Donald Trump shook a nation. He didn't just shake the Bush family, the Clinton family. The Kennedy family dynasty is over. Even though Mr. Kennedy is running for president, and he and Donald are somewhat, you know, they get along. But the thing is this: the Kennedys will not come back to power. The Kennedy dynasty is also over. Trump dynasty, as short-lived as it has been, is about to end also. But Donald Trump, not only did he shake dynasties, he shook powers, corporations, families in this country and internationally. When he won the presidency, he shook the world. And he shook it so hard, they can't put it back together. He's credited with many things on the positive side, but we have to see also that I believe that the God that was with him, that put him in position, that trained him from the time of his youth, put him in positions to learn how to play the game, I believe this God is still with him. Rick Rodriguez will be back to Present Truth.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
And I believe that the American people and the people of the world, they do believe that there is something in the air, that there's a change coming. Something has happened that they can't put their finger on. They realize that something major is happening internationally, not just what they see, not what they hear, but something in a spiritual sense, something that you can only understand through intuition, by the deep sense that God gives every human being to know good and evil, to have a sense of danger. I believe that the people of the world are sensing there has been some kind of change. The world isn't safe. The world is something's off. The drive shaft is not balanced any longer. There's a vibration in life that is unnerving. Something is off. Something is just not right. But nobody can quite put their finger on it. Well, what it is we are at the end of the world, like Christ would put it, the end of an age. We are at the end of a time where the power structures, the dynasties, the royalty, monarchies, those that have really put the world together, brilliant, brilliant people. Without these brilliant people, as odd as it may seem, we wouldn't have the world that we live in today, especially in America. On one hand, they're very corrupt. They're very egocentric. They're just evil, but on the other hand, they are a needed evil. Without them, we wouldn't have the universities as they are presently. You wouldn't have technology. the ability to travel. You wouldn't have one of the greatest inventions in the history of modern man is a very simple invention. Indoor toilets, indoor plumbing. You need a painter. You need an electrician. You need light. You need many things. But I'll tell you what. The indoor restroom is the greatest advancement to mankind next to the wheel. I know. I used to paint. And I'd ask people that I paint for, okay, there are three important people. Plumber, electrician, and painter. Painter is the last person that's going to get called. Electrician, yep, people want light. But electricians will get called secondly. The first phone call that goes out is to the plumber. If you don't have running water, if you can't take a shower, if you can't flush a stool, there's going to be hardship because people don't know what to do. Something's just not right. Now with Donald Trump, going back to Donald Trump, Donald Trump and why the globalists, the New World Order, the secret societies, the ruling families, the Clintons, the Rockefeller Foundation, Fauci, all of these people, they pay attention to Donald Trump. Why? All of them have been involved in trying to destroy him. And they still, to this day, have not completely taken him out of the picture. He continues to be remember pick the jacks when you used to, with little kid, you had a little ball with these jacks and you throw the jacks down, and he's one of the little jacks in the shoe. He's not a thorn. He's not a pebble. He's a jack. One of those little multi-pronged toys. They can't get rid of him. You know why? Because God isn't finished with him yet. God put him in position to fulfill prophecy, and he isn't completed doing. He has an obligation. He has a duty. And until that duty is finished, he is going to continue to be a plague to these people. And they know it. We look at it from a political perspective. Would we vote for him? Wouldn't we? Will he win? Won't he win? No. These people are looking at it from a completely different perspective. They know the hand of God is still upon him. They know that the hand of God at some point is going to give him permission to leave. But they know that God has not given him permission to leave. He's still in the game. He still has a job. He has not been dismissed. When you're in the armed forces, until you're dismissed, you stay in formation. You stay at your post. You don't do anything until you've been dismissed. God has not dismissed Donald Trump. We see it from a different perspective. I don't. I see it from what I'm presenting to you. He's in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the day that King Solomon the temple was built, and he dedicated the temple, and he talked about a stranger that would come 2,500-3,000 years in the future to visit Israel, to pray toward the temple. That individual was Donald Trump. In Revelation chapter 17, talks about a riddle, seven kings. The seventh of the seven kings is Donald Trump. He's in the riddle. It's not talking about kings like the kings of England. No, it's talking about the presidents of the greatest empire to ever exist during the time that mankind, from the time of Adam to the present, the greatest nation ever to exist in this time period. No greater nation. And this seventh king would be the president of that nation, the next to the last president. And Donald Trump is that individual. And he has not been dismissed from duty. God has not dismissed him. So are the American people going to dismiss him via an election? I don't think so. I think these people that rule the world, that rule this country, the dynasties that made this nation what it is, that still rule, and yes, they do have money, they do have power, they are CEOs of corporations, NGOs, involved in politics, but I'm talking about something different. I'm talking about occult powers. I have read on this, I have read to this audience in times past, Isaiah chapter 47. Isaiah chapter 47 talks about this great, great empire, the greatest nation to ever exist in the history of mankind, greater than England, France, Spain, Egypt, Rome, Greece. It's called America. Now I'll finish my thought. So you just hold tight, and we'll be back.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success. And now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand-new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. Regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.
KHNC.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GodsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
The real America, where did the real America go? The people of this country, we cannot fight against what this government has become. We can't fight against it. We resist it through the truth, by speaking, by presenting the truth to the friends, family, anyone who will listen. We present the truth. Then we let the truth do what it does. It will set you free. In Isaiah chapter 47, it is a chapter that talks about Hillary Clinton. And it is also a chapter that talks about an empire at the end of the world, the greatest empire to ever exist. And it says that this empire is basically a young empire. The Roman Empire was, what, 500-600 plus years? And this empire is about 300 years roughly, but really it wouldn't really become powerful until about the 1820s, 30s. But it says that this empire would have its beginning, or at its beginning, the people that would be involved in helping this country become what it is would be involved in witchcraft, in sorcery, in the other kingdom, in the invisible world, down the rabbit hole. From the very beginning, sorcerers, magicians, soothsayers, alchemists, all of these type of individuals that draw insight, power from the dimension of Lucifer, they would be involved from the very beginning as we became a nation. They would be involved all through the history of the nation. And at the end, before the nation is destroyed, they would come to great power. Great power in the government, every agency of the government, in the states of the Union, every state, they would be involved in the state level, in all branches of government in the state level. County, every county, some more so than others, but you would have involvement by those in secret societies or straight out occultism of some kind. At the city level, at the end of the world, before Christ returns, Christ said, these would be the children that Satan would raise up to own the world, to rule the world, to occupy every city in the world, every nation, every city. It was Satan's intention that he would own the world. I know you don't believe me. You don't need to believe me. Don't believe what I say. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. And it says in Isaiah 14, there's one verse. And in the time that we're living in, God is involved. He is putting something together. And what is it that he's putting together? A plan. What kind of a plan? He knows that the children of the devil will rise to positions of great power internationally, that the world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. But Isaiah 14, verse 21, God says, there'll come that day. Prepare slaughter for his children. What children? The children of Antichrist. Prepare slaughter for these children for the iniquity of their fathers, so that they do not rise, that they do not possess the land, nor fill the face of the world, with cities. Satan's plan is to have his children rule every single city on every continent, in every country, the moon, the stars, the sun. Satan wants it all. But God says, prepare slaughter for the children of the devil, the children of Antichrist. This, and he's allowing them to do what they do. And they know that Donald Trump is a bellwether, and they can see the power of God by using Donald Trump as a barometer. They have tried to destroy him, and they've been unsuccessful. Well, it's only the hand of God that's going to remove him when God decides that it's time. God will release him from duty, but not until then. And it's the same with Vladimir Putin, the same with Russia. These children of the world, they want to destroy Russia. They're not going to destroy Russia. Just like with Donald Trump, when it's time for Russia to be punished by the hand of God, God will do it in his way. This is in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia, the land of Gog. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez, to finish out the program.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592. Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
I was with Cactus. We were driving. It's been a beautiful. We've had a couple of beautiful days, and we've had to have the air conditioner on. We were visiting about some things, and I was thinking, you know, this is a very serious matter that people can't figure out what's happening in the world. They know something's happening. They know something's going on. They can't put their finger on it. What is it? Well, it's the wicked of the world are trying to take over the cities of the world. They want it all. They want it all, and one of their strategies and one of the most powerful tools is this matter with the environmental movement, the green movement, climate change, carbon, everything. This is how the children of the devil are planning to take over the world, to control everything. They have to have the big boogeyman, which is climate change. No. They are in trouble. because God is giving them just a little more time to do their evil. And then, like I read in Isaiah 14, God is already preparing for the destruction of these individuals so they don't fill the cities of the world. God is never going to let them rule the whole world. There will never be globalist rule by the New World Order. It will never happen. And they're afraid that I might be right. It has nothing to do with me. I know what the scripture says. It has everything to do with what God said will do. They cannot remove Donald Trump. If they can't remove Donald Trump without the hand of God allowing them to do it, which God will do it in his own way, if they can't destroy Russia and remove Vladimir Putin, God has decided, I'm going to decide when Russia is going to be punished. I know the year. I know the season. I know where. And I will do it my way. And you want to do it? You want to interfere with my plan? Well, I'll laugh at you. God will laugh at these people. And the dynasties, you think that the Fauci dynasty was powerful? It compares nothing to the Rockefeller dynasty. Fauci's, though they're older, going back to the 16th century, that's an old dynasty. They're not young. They're not young like the Rockefeller dynasty. The Rockefeller dynasty, when these people were born and when they began to come to power, this is when God began the great move to make this end-time nation as powerful as it is. An end-time nation like no other nation. God is practical, he's logical. He used the family. And the secret that no one can see behind the scene, down the hole, down the rabbit hole, is it's all via the occult. Secret societies, Freemasonry, Skull and Bones. It goes on and on. And another individual involved at the same time as John D. Rockefeller was William Andrews Clark, Jesse James. America is a fascinating nation, but everything that has been done in this nation is going to be revealed, found out. Everybody's going to know exactly how this nation was put together and how it's going to come to an end. Join me tomorrow, Friday. We'll visit again. Cactus and I are going to talk about what we're going to talk about tomorrow, and we'll see you then. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez.
Trees make you feel good, so don't miss the Tree Farm's Ram Tree Sale. Now through July 18th, save up to 35% on thousands of evergreen trees in all sizes. Choose from arborvitae, upright juniper, Austrian pine, Bosnian pine, bugle pine, Scotch pine, limber pine, blue spruce, Serbian spruce, and more. The Array of Tree Sale.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.